The Hang Zone presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
This sucks now, but it will get better.
And now, here are your hosts, Jake Kemp and Dan McDowell. Jake's big phone.
Blake's big phone. Blake's robot phone brings you David Miner.
Very playable.
Thank you, Jake. Eatsies and Tito's Handmade Vodka brings you the Year of Dan.
And joining us now,
Year of the Dan.
The Hardline, Bob, Corby, Danny.
Hey!
Corby Davidson, yeah. And Danny Bayless.
Hey, Nez.
Hello.
Yeah.
What's up, fellas?
Real bros, Dan?
Yeah.
No.
Very funny.
Yeah.
The Asaw Dude guys have a TV show.
Where?
Asaw Dude.
The first season, YouTube. They're like 12-minute episodes, because of course they are. I think the two seasons after that,
just internet, right?
You have to have Facebook.
Internet.
But yeah, internet.
Huh.
Internet.
You know, I think it's here to stay.
I saw it.
It's Friday, February 26th, the 57th day of the year. 308 days remain in 2021. On this day in 1933... NFL owners voted to move the goalposts 10 yards forward to the goal line.
Huh.
That's what you media are always doing anyway.
To encourage...
Oh, I love that.
To encourage more field goals and reduce the number of ties. This was in spite of arguments that this move could result in more injuries to players.
More.
The owners said... We'll take that under advisement. Goalpost moved up. Hip hip. who's going to yell hooray?
Man, I hate hooray. I hate seeing old.
Since we pay players $12 a year, I think
with no insurance. I'm not comfortable watching that old video of the goalposts there where they used to be, because I mean, imagine having two steel rods just sitting there over crossing routes.
Yeah.
You think that would affect the modern mesh concept based off?
Oh, my God.
Like, how's a safety supposed to light up a crosser if he's going to run into the goalpost by trying to cuss somebody?
Nothing sports.
How are you supposed to run an RPO when your flash guys could hit a goalpost?
Hey, just read the crossbar.
If it doesn't move, then...
On this day in 1998, a jury in Amarillo rejected an $11 million lawsuit.
By morning?
Yeah.
Brought by Texas cattlemen.
Don't me.
Just...
Who blamed Oprah Winfrey's talk show for a price fall after a segment on food safety that included a discussion about mad cow disease. Isn't that how Oprah met Dr. Phil? She was here in Texas for the trial and had a Texas doctor on the show. I believe that's what started
Texas doctor.
Probably.
All you need to do is have me on the show.
You shouldn't eat the tainted meat. It's bad
crap,
for your
look
system.
Look at that guy's head on Dr.
And
Phil.
I believe when I was at the Rangers fantasy
don't
camp
do drugs, okay?
In the early 2000s, my wife got a picture with Dr. Phil's wife.
Weird.
Like, what are you going to do with that?
I don't know, but she somewhere has a picture of her.
What is she called, Mrs. Phil?
At the ballpark with Dr. Phil's wife. She's like, you got to take a picture of me. I'm like, yeah, all right.
I struggle to think of a less valuable photo.
I feel like the story's told incorrectly, though, if you don't start with the lead, which is you took the photograph.
Well, and we're
wearing stirrups.
Yeah,
yeah, wearing your Steve Buscemi outfit.
I believe she brought, you know, it's the early 2000s. She brought a real camera to take a couple of pictures of the stud over here.
Hey, kid, hold my mitt. I got to take a picture of these two ladies.
You're the Dr. Phil? Well, this is his wife. And my wife wants a picture.
Kid's just blinking.
Phyllis. This is his wife, Phyllis Phil.
She knew who he was, or she was, for some reason.
So it didn't lead to drinks at the house or anything?
No, wouldn't that have been cool if I just ended up hanging out with Dr. Phil?
Yeah.
Not really, actually.
Man, you need state-of-the-art.
Suddenly, your entire life is on point. Just everything you're doing is right.
Right.
Then we might not have gotten Danielle Bregoli.
Dude.
Or the deepfake with Dr. Phil's face on Danielle Bregoli.
Or the time when the guy from Bum Farts was invited as a guest on Dr. Phil and showed up with his head shaved into a Dr. Phil look, and Dr. Phil kicked him off the show.
Jeez.
Hey, has the Hang Zone covered the Tom Cruise stuff?
The deepfake?
The deepfake?
Yeah.
No. What do you do?
You guys for insight, and I have none right now. I'm just looking at it thinking,
what do you do with
awesome,
it?
I mean, I'm pretty sure that's not him, but what if it is?
And are you fired up because he's golfing?
Well, not only in one, there's another one now.
Oh, really? Saw him doing magic tricks.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Boy.
See this quarter? Now you don't.
Like, what are we doing?
Illusion.
A little worried about all this.
Not and on this day in 2009, a legendary wedding on this day in 2009, supermodel Gisele Bündchen marries NFL quarterback Tom Brady.
Bündchen. Who was he with before her? Like, what's his body count looking like?
Probably some Michigan cheerleader.
Over by an Applebee's or something.
All right, I have a lot of P1 birthdays today. If I don't get to your requests, well, why were you born on this day? That's on you, on your parents. But we start with PJ Perdames.
Peach.
Yes.
Mexico Peach.
Living the life, man.
He says, good day, Dan, Jake, Bob Corby, and most of all, Blake. I have relocated to Cabo full-time, selling real estate at CaboResidences.com. I wanted to try and plug it.
Kind of sounds like you did.
Yeah, I think it worked.
Man, there are a few things from this past year that really rocked me, like trying to watch one of those International House Hunters and seeing PJ in Cabo.
It's pretty awesome.
He says, you save it as my leader. It keeps me connected with the little ticket.
Did you see his episode, Dan?
No, but I'm very interested.
He killed it, man.
He's living the dream.
I'm very interested.
We're the suckers up here.
If you can find that in the internet for me.
He's selling weight, we're selling eight balls.
Now you're talking.
Yeah, I could probably find it on the internet, but I just... I feel like part of the joy was just watching random episodes till you find somebody you know.
Gary would like a place close to the city center, while Lisa would like something a little more secluded.
Gary only has $332,000 to spend.
Like, you can totally understand.
And Lisa's willing to spend all of it.
And Lisa just had an abortion.
I love those shows.
Nothing explains the divorce rate quite like watching one of those shows and just seeing how they want nothing alike.
Oh, my gosh.
She wants an old-style villa where she could, like, a Brazzers living.
And I love the ones where I like the ones where there's an aside that says, I usually get what I want.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. That's at least once every three episodes. And she's like, just want a quiet place to raise our family. He's all beaten. I'd like to take less than 3 hours to get back and forth to work.
And 95% of the time, the budget concerns only come from one side of the relationship.
Yup.
And it's the man. I know you have a $340,000 budget. Here's a $1.6 million condo. Honey, I love it. I know it's a little over budget.
Yeah.
Although the flip side, Jake, which I'm sure you...
The flip side to that is when they say, oh, here's a house that's $20,000 over your budget. And they're like, I can't finance another $20,000 over 30 years.
Dude, sometimes it's like a $20 a month rent difference. And they're like, oh, man, I was wishing you could stay within our budget. Like, dude.
It's about principle, yo.
Give up lattes, bro.
It's one charcuterie board. Just freaking get the better place, knucklehead.
P1 Damon's son, Garrett Belding, is 20. Leaders are Dan and Jake.
Charcuterie boards are a racket anyway.
I want to hear more from Danny Bleach.
Would like to hear Jake call him a good dude.
So
Sammy Whites.
Yeah, how much you think an olive costs?
Brother Michael Whites is 30.
Go to the deli, cut up some meat.
Leaders are Gordo, Dan, and pre-2012 Corby.
I'm saying.
What does that mean? Pre-2012 Corby.
Hey, why is that the what a bitch line of demarcation for me?
That was a snake.
That one snake.
It's when you change.
Like 9 years ago. Like, man, he went soft.
Snake.
Bro, how old's your kid?
One's 15, one's 11.
Okay.
Shut the f- oh, wow. Oh,
there we he go. Didn't want to hear it.
Yeah.
Tyler and Clayton wish P1 Preston King happy 29th.
How's his brother?
His leader is Sports Sturm.
Yes.
Hey, so. Dan, it's my 40th birthday. That's from Chris George. My leaders are Jake's Big Phone and Chum Bucket Gordo.
Who's that?
I think that's one of the porn things he's into.
Patrick Pegs, Pegues, P-E-G-U-E-S.
Pegues.
Pugues.
Leaders are Dan Dingu, Shale Soroy, line four guy.
There was a little used OU running back in the early 80s named Rod Pegues, so I'm saying Pegues.
Michael Tan's brother-in-law, Adam Gaston. His leader is Peter King's generic football takes.
I spoke with Tom Brady, and
he's saying they're going to win the Super Bowl this year.
Tom Brady?
He was at his house, and he was anticipating there would be another game this weekend after their win last
because
weekend.
He missed out on Bitcoin and GameStop. He could really use some investment advice from Axe. P.S. Carol
shot's failing.
P.S. Carol Baskin killed Steve McNair.
Whoa!
You don't know that she did. Weird.
Tim Spake. That's from Alex Giles. We have Marie Seipert. She's zero. She was just born.
Whoa, Nathan's kid.
Leaders are Nora and Izzy. Would like to hear Dan McDowell's girl saying goo goo gaga. He asks Nathan Seipert, am I a girl dad even though I already had a son?
No.
You can only have girls.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Goo goo gaga.
Our friend Dr. Chris Elitist Lee.
Are you guys watching golf?
No, I had a hamstring pop.
I don't know. That coincided with John Rahm dumping one in the drink there.
From Lady P1, sorry. Courtney Brown. His leader is your old partner slash lover, Bob.
Hey, now.
I don't think he's my old lover.
They didn't make us
didn't stop that.
Stop our love. They can't do that.
They shouldn't even try.
And the CEO of our home and hashtag girl bossified fiance Bailey.
Oh,
leaders are Dan's daughters, especially Eden's movie reviews.
Same.
Here's a picture of her and the snake. That's from David Medford, and we have...
how's she holding up?
My fiancé, Cole Balkman, is 30. Leader is Jake. Would like to hear Bob bragging. That's from Danae Frisbee.
Oh, yeah,
Frisbee?
Frisbee.
I've gone to the cinema twice in 2016.
Frisbee?
Rick Barry just sized me up.
Also, many requests for this, so let's get it right
Uber
now. A
vehicles.
Dutch Pentameter versus Line 4 Guy Friday.
Frisbee.
Line 4 Guy, you ready?
Yes, sir.
Let's go.
Bob, here's a chess joke for you.
Okay.
What's the difference between a chess player and a civil servant?
What is the difference, Line 4 Guy, between a chess player and a civil servant?
Well, a chess player moves every now and then.
Hey, yo, big lazy government.
There's a city joke for you.
Is Dutch
government,
here today?
Right?
Yeah.
Government.
Oh, gosh.
I haven't heard Dutch
red tape
chime in at all today. Dutch, do you read me?
I'm here. I'm here, Dan.
Oh, you have a joke?
I'm here, but I'm in a bad way.
Why's that?
Well, I yelled at my girlfriend last week. On the way out the door, I said, I'm sick of this place being a mess. Need to clean this freaking place up, do the dishes, and do the laundry. Didn't see any changes the next day, or the day after, or the day after that. But today, my left eye began to open up and the headache's going away.
Got it. No
way!
Dommy V joke.
Because he got beat up when he...
Yeah.
I appreciate the Dutch is kind of a storyteller, you know?
He is.
That was very good delivery, Dutch. You were very conversational.
He's more of a Lenny Bruce type comic.
Right.
Elsewhere in birthdays, I think this is accurate because I saw it on the internet, so it's probably true. Today is the dual birthday of Mark Folliwell and Doogie Anderson.
Wow.
That's right.
Yes, Lord.
Is that accurate information?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Mark.
Oh, no!
What was their show called?
The Ender.
Because it ended the day.
Mark.
So there's nothing on the air after it?
Well, I mean, like, network dead, and yeah. stuff.
What about TV Tim?
What'd you guys do on the weekend?
I don't know, what Ty. About what TV about TV Tim?
I believe he was on after them.
Whoa. Do you have Bueno Josh?
No.
Come on!
Where'd you get that?
From TC's wife's Twitter. Today's Bueno Josh's birthday.
Are
Why
you?
Didn't anybody send it to me?
I don't know. A guy who
I love Josh.
On more than one occasion bested me at a sight-based task despite being blind.
So weird.
He beat me in axe throwing.
Yeah, I'm not sure how blind he is.
He found my sandal on the beach at night while blind.
Yeah, while blind.
The damnedest thing I've
Why
ever seen.
Why would it matter if it's at night then?
I think know. That I mean, just makes it even more impressive, his sense.
Hey, P1s. Everyone here is all about big drops. At TXU Energy, we are too. With Season Pass, you get 50% off your summer and winter energy charges dropped from your bill. Call 1-866-CALL-TXU or visit TXU.com/SeasonPass.
Mexi dips and chips tonight.
The great Rolando Blackman.
Row!
Michael Bolton is 68.
He's prettiest jump shot of my youth.
Michael Bolton?
Bolton?
No, Row.
But
Tim Kaine is 63.
That hair flow?
Not you, Jake. Someone else. Tell me, who's Tim Kaine? What's he best known for?
Ran for president. Or the nomination, right?
Give Batman.
It's Batman, right?
Danny's closer,
Hillary's
but he's not right.
Running mate. Hillary's running mate.
Oh, yeah.
Hillary's that, running
that
mate.
That went well.
He had
Tim
the emails. Yeah. Very nondescript.
He put them right over the top.
Bill Duke is 78.
Even he couldn't help, blind poor guy.
Tell me who Bill Duke is, Corby.
Bill Duke from Predator?
Yeah.
The black guy? Bald-headed?
Jeez.
What?
A little
the
easier
black guy.
On that.
He shaved?
The black guy that's not Apollo Creed.
He shaved with just pure sweat and dry razor because he was right. Such a badass?
Yeah. That's awesome. Born on this day, now dead, John Harvey Kellogg, the inventor of cornflakes.
Spare.
He killed Kennedy.
Johnny Cash and Tony Randall, who had a child at the age of 78, was married for 60 years. His wife died. And at the age of 75, got remarried to a 25-year-old.
Mm.
Wow.
Boy.
How about that?
Wow.
Wow.
Hell, even I'm impressed with that.
We've all got that to look forward to.
Look, if Danny's floored.
I'm blown away.
So when he was 50, Corby, when he was your age.
Yeah.
She was born.
He went over to the local
you
hospital.
You don't always have to illustrate it with the nursery thing.
I love it when you do.
And he tagged one crib and said, all right, I'll be back in 25 years.
I think what he does is he puts a little like red piece of masking tape around their toe.
Yeah, kind
of an identifier.
Yeah.
Little permanent marker.
And so when he's combing the high schools, he takes everyone's shoe off.
Right.
To reveal the red tape.
You are weird.
Four.
Man, that's so creepy.
It's like the worst bit.
I'm not done.
Let him do some more. Cat's not even here.
Shut it down! Let's go!
We're having fun.
It's time to come up.
Carry this over.